now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, listeners tuning in from wherever you may be. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Welcome to another Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Another day, another dollar. Thanks so much once again for joining me. Really, this time, this 1 hour out of my day, once a week, it really is the highlight of my week, and I really hope that you have an amazing time as well during this time when I just do what I do best, and that's just try to make your day a little bit better with some Asian music. So let's get into the tracks for today. The first song is from Taiwan. It's by Della Wu. She is the premier ballad queen of the Mandarin music industry, and the title track of her new album called Dang Wo De Hao Peng You, which is Mandarin for Be My Good Friend. And the song is really just about self-love. It's about being the best me and no longer living with regret. She's talking about being true and being honest to herself, to really do her best to be the one that knows how to comfort herself when times are tough, and that she wants to really cease living for others and for meaningless things and allowing other individuals to define her. So this song is a power ballad. It has some heavier rock influences, and she carries it so well. This sort of style absolutely just suits her perfectly, and her voice, especially on this song, it really delivers that feeling of melancholy, but also that feeling of never giving up on that hope for essentially a better tomorrow. So this is a sad but very inspirational track. So that's first up on Asian Wave 101, Della Wu, Be My Friend.
Wish
That was Della Wu with Be My Friend. I hope we're all able to learn something from that song. And that is that we could go about our lives doing things that we think are the right things to do. But in the end, we may just be trying to please others. And that's really not the way how to live. Above all, you have to think to yourself, what do I want? What does my heart desire? Then you can conquer the world when you truly believe in yourself and what you can accomplish. So next up, on a very different note, Benzino, underground rapper from South Korea. Now, his name is Playoff Benzino, who is a Boston-based rapper. So then he takes that name, and then he combines it with his birth name, which is Im Sungbin. And then you take the bin from his birth name and put it with Zino, and then suddenly you get Benzino. So he made his debut in 2009 by featuring on producer Primary's album, P-School's Daily Apartment. And then he appeared at Doki's Hustle Real Hard concert in 2011, which was actually his first public appearance. So he released his first album, 2426, in July of 2012, and then a year before that, he had actually been signed to Doki's Illionaire Records. He's known for his very melodic flow. He's a very well-respected artist. He's very well-respected as a talented MC and a gifted lyricist, and in June this year, 2016, he released his third studio album called 12. So we're going to listen to the single January from that album, which is in more of a trap style. And the lyrics are actually a little bit weird, because the first verse actually talks about really just driving a fancy car. Then verse two, he's suddenly talking about cooking rice cake soup. And then for verse number three, which is done by the guest rapper YDG, Yang Donggun, who is an actor turned rapper. And in that verse, he's actually talking about cleaning up after his young children. So it's weird, but in a way, you could actually interpret it as being their way of saying they don't have anything to prove. They're both very successful, because verse two, Benzino mentions shopping for ingredients for that soup for his family. So he's doing it for them. And he mentions really still having things to buy, which could in a way be a metaphor for how far he's come and how far he really still plans to go. So Benzino featuring YDG, January, coming up next.
Alexander Wayne major up. Palace 2000에 자동차 길 돌려받고 걸어갔네. 앞에 있는 차량차 시동 걸으면 드르렁그르. 처음에는 거슬렸던 소리가 오늘도 좋은 걸. 많이 변했구나 세상 참. 갓게임 아직 갈 길 많이 한참 남아 내가 돼. I'm swerving, man, I'm swerving. Got, swerving, man, I'm swerving. SOG 가족들을 위해 장을 보러 SSG to cook the cook fuck being trendy fuck the price 고기 일단 바구니에 담지 no thug life I'm more like the cook thug life thug을 골라 but tonight I'm not gonna hit it 너네 몰라 내가 얼마나 thug boy냐면 어릴 때부터 그릇에 thug이 넘치지 I gotta get that bar and I'm gonna get that bar I gotta get that Kim, cook it like Sam Kim. I mean for real, for time. Time, get him, go, get him, throw him in the car. Gotta get that, get it to 100 in the car. God damn, 1월 1일 300, 64일 남았네. 아직 살게 많이 한참 남았네, God damn.
I'm swerving, man, I'm swerving. January, 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 January.
Down by the doom beat, don't you? 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 Don't you?
Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don
Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang, broadcasting to you on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before the break, we heard Subin with Our Love. I love the simplicity of that song. It's the sort of song that the minimalist production really works in its favor. The instrumental really creates this sort of atmosphere that really adds to the story being told through the lyrics, and because of its more simple nature, it really lets her voice shine through and really drive the song. And definitely this singer, this girl group singer, has really started to create a lane for herself within the Korean music industry, away from kind of that image of being the idol who's only good at singing and dancing and can't really create content. So she's definitely changing that. Next, from Taiwan, I have Weibird Wei, a.k.a. William Wei, with Zai Ni Shenbian, which is Mandarin for By Your Side. This is off his 2014 album, Journey Into the Night. Weibird mostly performs within the rock genre, specifically folk rock, but this track is more of a pop ballad with a very lovey-dovey message. He's really trying to go for that idea of by your side, hoping that one day he can be that one who is always beside her, loving her, caring for her. It's really a very sincere confession. He's not too sure how to say it, and he's got to the point where he's almost just praying for help, praying that somebody would give him the strength and give him the knowledge, the know-how of what to do and what to say to that special someone. The song was written and composed by himself, and he's bringing the feels today. William Wei, a.k.a. Weibird, By Your Side, and after that, we're going to have Gina with the English version of her song, All Back Off So You Can Live Better.
每天每夜交错的时空，每分每秒不安的等候，怎么说怎么做怎么用尽我所有线索，让你懂让你收到我的求救，许多话说不出口，文字让人更加迷惑，祈求上帝帮助我，一个拥抱就足够，多希望在你身边的是我，握着你是我的手，在我面前的是你的笑容，多希望在你身边的，在我面前，多希望在你身边的是我。期待又落空，每分每秒都是种错过，怎么说怎么做怎么用尽我所有理由，让你等你收到我的内疚，许多话说不出口，文字让我更加笨拙，祈求上帝身边的是我，远在天边，近在眼前，伸出手就能把我拉出身边，在你身边的每一天，我的爱不会再蜿蜒，多希望在你身边的是我，握着你是我的手，身边的在我面前，多希望在你身边的是我。
You can save goodbye.
That was Waybird Way with By Your Side. And after that was Gina with the English version of her song, All Back Off So You Can Live Better. Gina is a Korean-Canadian singer, and she's based in South Korea, signed with Cube Entertainment, the same label that is home to, formerly the home to girl group 4MINUTE. And what I really wanted to do by playing that song was show some love to a Canadian artist doing her thing overseas. You know, regardless of whether or not you're pursuing your dreams here or somewhere else, whatever the case is, if you're out there and you're chasing what you want and you refuse to give up on that dream, then much love to you, and we're going to continue to support you like we do for all Canadian artists who are out there on the grind, searching and working for what they want. So now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. And first up, K-pop boy band The Legend is seeking a contract nullification from label. The boy band The Legend filed a lawsuit against their label SS Entertainment, seeking nullification of their contract. In their lawsuit, the group alleges that they have been and still are neglected by their company. Media reports quote a representative for the group saying, according to the contract, SS Entertainment should have been doing everything in its power to help The Legend grow and improve in skills and talents, but they are not in a situation where they are able to do so. The Legend have been unable to receive lessons, which are key to an idol's career. In addition, other employees of the label in charge of aiding The Legend's activities have also been unpaid and are resigning. The rep also alleges that several times SS Entertainment failed to pay utility bills on the group's dorm, leaving them without gas and electricity. SS Entertainment has not responded to this lawsuit. So, if any of you know K-pop, you'll know while this is news, it's not surprising news. There's documented instances of these record labels essentially exploiting their artists. SM Entertainment is notorious for having several of its artists file lawsuits against them seeking contract nullification, citing all sorts of things from neglect of their needs, neglect of their health, and improper distribution or unfair distribution of profits. And they, SM for a very long time, was caught up in slave contract controversy, mostly in the cases of the group's DBSK, Dongbang Shinki, and Chinese singer Han Geng, who is formerly a member of boy band Super Junior. And the fact that this is happening, that moving away from SM Entertainment and shifting to SS Entertainment, the fact that this happens really is appalling. Now, it is my opinion that, you know, stuff like this really should not be happening. These artists are willingly entrusting their careers and their well-being to the record label, and the label has a responsibility to provide for them, to support them as they continue to grow their careers. And to not pay utilities and leaving them without power and electricity, essentially meaning that they did not provide proper living conditions to these young individuals who are just hoping for a shot at stardom, really is not the sort of thing that you would expect a label to be doing, and you would not expect them to treat fellow humans in such a way. So we have yet to hear SS Entertainment's side of this particular instance, and I shall keep you updated once more news is heard. Next, on a lighter note, an update from the Hong Kong music industry. Hong Kong pop duo Twins held a press conference in Shanghai promoting their upcoming show as part of their tour, the Twins LOL World Tour 2016. The tour kicked off in Hong Kong in late 2015 and is still ongoing. It commemorates 15 years of Gillian Chung and Charlene Choi performing together as Twins, but they're not actually related. The theme being LOL reflects their hope that through their performances, they and the audience will kick out all negative energy and laugh out loud and have a good time. First off, this isn't so much a world tour, because I have looked up some of the tour dates, and they started in Hong Kong. They have planned shows in China and also Malaysia. No word, at least not yet, on whether they'll go outside Asia. But this isn't a world tour more so than it is an Asia tour. But they are very much allowed to call it whatever they want. And it's really just good to see them going strong, that even more than a decade later and performing together, they are still happy doing this music thing. I remember a time when I was younger, twins were everywhere. They were the hot topic coming out of any Chinese language speaking area. They were on magazines, they were on posters, they were on billboards. Everybody was loving them, and there was just so much hype surrounding them. And they've been through some serious ups and downs through their careers. And the fact that they're still going strong, that they are still here to entertain fans, is really just all around good news for everybody. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave, Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We are back on Asian Wave 101 live on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, coming to you from the beautiful city of Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me. Up next, I have Jay Chow, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, mandopop king. Recently, he released a new album called Jay Chow's Bedtime Stories, inspired by and dedicated to his infant daughter, Hathaway. Now, he wanted to create a sort of fairy tale, very magical, very whimsical feeling sort of album. And we heard a song from that album previously, the song also called Bedtime Stories, and that one was very much meant to be more fairy tale like, reflecting the sort of fantasy world and creating that dreamlike atmosphere, that whimsical feeling, that magical, magical vibe. And the album really, it progresses like a story. So then a song later in the album called Gao Bai Qi Qiu, which means more or less advertising balloons. This song is far more like a lullaby. It's more R&B style, and the way the melody was composed, it sounds very soothing and very sweet. And it really is a reminder of all those songs that, not necessarily nursery songs, but those songs that were sung to children to kind of lull them into sleep. Again, a lullaby. And then it's the message, though, it really isn't all that childlike, though. It's a song about confessing. And Jay Chow was singing about a woman who is kind of playing hard to get, but then he's saying he is willing to go that extra mile, that he wants to make that good impression and really show her his sincerity. And he's putting himself out there, hence the idea of advertising balloons. The lyrics actually say, to have you would be to have the whole world. So let's check it out. Jay Chow, advertising balloons on Asian Wave 101.
Bye. 说一杯，品尝你的美，留下唇印的嘴。火点玫瑰，你仔细做戏，告白气球，风吹的堆积，微笑在天上飞。你说你有点难追，想让我知难而退，礼物不需挑最贵，只要香榭的落叶，营造浪漫的约会，不害怕搞砸一切，拥有你就拥有全世界。
Jay Chou with Advertising Balloons, the lullaby portion of his album Jay Chou's Bedtime Stories, the album inspired by his baby daughter. It's a simple, touching song with a simple message. Congratulations on becoming a dad. Enjoy it. And definitely, having you as a father, you better make sure that she is as musically talented. Next, on a very different note, Unpretty Rap Star Season 3 has officially begun, which means the Cypher track featuring the contestants has been released. This season's track is produced by Primary, and again, it's loaded with plenty of braggadocious lyricism. And in order of appearance, on this song, we have Yuna Kim, a former YG Entertainment trainee. She does the intro into the song. Then we hear Ha Juyeon of now disbanded girl group Jewelry. Then we have Janie of disbanded girl group GP Basic. Then Grace, who I guess you could call her an underground rapper, but she's kind of doing her own thing. I wouldn't exactly exclusively categorize her as being a hip-hop artist. Then we have Nada of girl group What's Up. Then the chorus. Then Yukjidam from actually season one. Chun Soyeon of Produce 101, which was a competition for aspiring idols. Then Meteo of Brown Eyed Girls, who herself is a former underground rapper. Then we have Yuna Kim doing her verse, another chorus. And finally, Giant Pink, who is an underground rapper who also actually competed on Show Me the Money. Now, one contestant is actually missing from the Cypher track, and that's Casey. She's not eliminated from the competition yet, but people who lose a challenge, there are challenges on that show, and she got a punishment for not really performing up to the standards set during the show, and so she didn't get to appear on the Cypher. So I talk about Unpretty Rap Star a whole lot on the show, and really it's because I like what it stood for, at least originally, and that was to give the spotlight and give some shine to talented female MCs who may not be able to get the same opportunities elsewhere within the Korean music industry. But now it seems that they're really just after the ratings only, because this season more idols than ever are competing on the show. But what is cool though is that they seem to have a direction. They know that they want to do rap, and that from day one they knew that hip-hop was where their hearts lay, even though they may be idols outside of the show. Because a fair amount of them, or at least a couple of them, actually were rapping underground before they decided to take the pop route. So content warning, though. Apparently there is some cussing that happens, but it's all in Korean, so I can't say which words are the bad words. But if you do find the objectionable language within this song, please do feel free to tune out, but then rejoin us afterwards for another track. That's coming up next on Pretty Rap Star Season 3 Cypher Track, produced by Primary. She's Coming.
Show you what's real. Show you what's ill. All my ladies, are you ready for this? Let go.
想问我的角色是天使
你为我而天使的角色是陪你做朋友，但我就站在你身后，最寂寞的场所。猜测你的眼神，你的心去哪了？追逐你的眼神，我还能去哪呢？等我就站在你身后，盼着一点温柔。嗯，懂一个天使的忧愁，有心事不能说。当一个天使的忧愁，有伤口不示弱。再牵动我，给我停留的借口。当天使选择了守候，要该挂去承受。当天使选择了守候，却期待被识破。不得不沉默 ，baby， 我不得不沉默，开口就会泪流，
yeah.
泪流，泪流。
Can I just make it right? Can I keep you on my mind? Can I have some more time? Can I just make it right? Can I keep you on my mind? Can I stand by your side? Can you try to read my mind?
我在你身后，想在这宇宙，随寂寞的场所。猜测你的眼神，你的心去哪了？追逐你的眼神，我还能去哪呢？当我就站在你身后，盼着一点温柔。一个天使的忧愁，有心事不能说。当一个天使的忧愁，有伤口不示弱。你一再牵动我，给我停留的借口。嘿耶耶，当天使选择了守候，要该挂去承受。当天使选择了守候，却期待被识破。我不得不沉默，你我不得不沉默，开口就会泪流，泪流，然后坠落。
Make it right. Can I keep you on my mind? Can I have some more time? Can I just make it right? Can I keep you on my mind? Can I stand by your side? Can you try to remind me?
我在你身后，想在这宇宙最寂寞的场所。
I need you to tell me why. Even it's just a lie.
That was the Unpretty Rap Star Season 3 Cypher track, She's Coming. And after that was Erica, a relatively new singer in Taiwan. And that was her song, 当一个天使的忧愁, which translates to An Angel's Sorrow. But the official English title of that song is An Angel's Secret. The song was composed by Xiao Yu, who is a Taiwanese R&B singer who also actually featured on the track. And he did kind of the rap ad-libs on the song. And through that track, she was really just referring to her, to herself as being a sort of angel, watching over someone she once loved, willing to go where he goes, but she really starts to lose the will to stay, and she's asking for a reason to continue doing what she's been doing. Angels are supposed to be these perfect beings, no sorrows, nothing like that. So what happens when they suffer a broken heart? And really on that one, the minimalist composition really drove that sorrowful feeling on the track. So I actually have a friend in the studio with me right now. Why don't you introduce yourself really quickly?
Hello, Steve, and hello to our fellow listeners. My name is Daniel Hernandez, and I'm currently hosting the show El Sonido Latin Roots. Yeah, Steve.
And that's going to be on at 5 p.m. right after me.
Yes, very soon. So stay tuned and check out a very unique selection of some records that I've got back home, varying from Son Palenque, which is a genre native to Cartagena, and then also stick on for later in the show. A friend of mine is introducing her band called Good Nature.
Yeah, and we've been meeting, obviously, through the transition phase between the different shows over the summer. But how long has it been since you started hosting now?
It's been almost 2 months, Steve. Yeah.
So what was actually the motivation behind wanting to get a show started here at CITR?
Well, initially, I was just exposed to so much music, you know. I was just met a lot of people in first year, met some great friends around here, and we just started exchanging music, you know, just talking about music, and it just kind of exploded, and I couldn't stop searching for music, and it was just like, okay, like, I love listening to music, but I need a you know, channel it and expose the track somewhere. So it was like kind of logical progression, yeah. You know what I mean?
Got to share the love, right?
Got to share the love, got to share the tracks and the good energies and vibrations, man.
Well, honestly, much respect to that, because that's what we love here at Asian Wave 101. It's all about sharing the music from, I guess, our respective cultures and really creating connections through a language that really does have no barriers.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So definitely stay tuned for more from Daniel, and that will be coming up at 5 p.m. But for now, I have one final track to end off Asian Wave 101. One more from a Canadian artist, actually. His name is Henry Lau, and he's actually from Toronto, and he's a first-generation Canadian of Chinese descent. His mom's from Taiwan, and his dad's from Hong Kong. He went to Korea, where he signed with SM Entertainment. He's a member of Super Junior M, and he debuted as a soloist in 2013. And I have a single from that momentous year called 143, which actually means I love you. And where that comes from is actually the amount of letters in each of the words in that phrase, I love you. And that kind of became popular when pagers were actually a thing back in the 90s and the 80s. And this song is really about that sort of cross-cultural love. He's meeting a girl, he's falling for her, but being not really able to communicate, he kind of sends a 143, and she sends 486. And what is 486 is that it's the number of strokes needed to write in Hangul, Saranghae, which is I love you in Korean. So it's kind of a misunderstanding, but a gradual warming up. The track features Amber of FX on the rap verse, and that will do it for this week's show. If you have any requests for me at all, do send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. Once again, El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez is coming up next, and that is it for Asian Wave 101. Thanks for joining me. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Henry Lau to play us out. I will talk to you next time. Take care. Tonight, baby.
서 답답해내만 알았죠. 아, 알았죠. 아직은 서툴러 나의 모든 말들이 아직은 어려워 너의 그 문자들이 사전을 펼치고 하나씩 want to know, want to know, I don't know. Oh, oh. 끝이 없는 무성 영화 어떻게 who or when or where 계속 반복되는 드라마 말을 안 해도 우린 서로 왜 사인을 믿지 cause you're 143 this is 1486 and I love you are you gonna love me
Welcome to CITR 101.9. My name is Daniel Hernandez, and you are now listening to El Sonido Latin Roots. By the way, this station broadcasts from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. And today's show is going to be very special because I brought some amazing records that I was able to find back home, as well as some, including like salsa, palenque, which are musical genres from Latin America. Specifically from Colombia. We also have Francesca Camarata here in the studio. She's going to present quite a good band from around here in Vancouver, right, Francesca?
Actually, they're from Edmonton.
Oh, they're from Edmonton.
I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, they're from Edmonton. Their name is Good Nature, and they just released their debut EP called Waves.
What type of genre would you describe them
as playing? Sort of indie pop rock with a hint of jazz and a hint of funk. Definitely not Latin roots, but hopefully everyone will like it.
of course. Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing that into my show. And yeah, hopefully it'll reach a lot of people around Vancouver and Edmonton as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
Definitely. So before we start the show, just a big shout out here to my friend Steve, who was just playing Asian Wave. With wonderful selections of tracks from all around Asia. We're going to start the show then with Son Palenque, which is a musical genre originating very close to the Colombian northern coast. It's actually, very interestingly, a musical genre that was originated in the first liberated town in America. The story goes way back to the 1600s when slaves were brought to Colombia through the Spanish colonies. And around those years, the slave community actually slowly started running away from the possession and the controlled areas in the old district.